much of a speaker. I'm more used to speaking to kids, but I still see a lot of kids around here. So, but I just wanted to follow up a little bit, encourage the young people. This is important for what we do before the Lord. Is it insignificant, or as others might think, well, that's not a very good job the Lord's given me to do. That's all the way we look at it, isn't it? And does the Lord have something for you to do? Even if you're a little kid, young lad, or a young girl? I believe the Lord, if you're the Lord's, if you believe in the Lord Jesus as your Savior, He definitely has something for you to do. Even in this late hour, I know we're expecting, well, we should, the shout, the Lord's return at any moment. Is there time left to do something for the Lord? Indeed there is. And He will have us to occupy. He'd have us to keep busy. And we need to have the right attitude. It's not so much of what the Lord has us to do. Do we have a willing heart to want to do it? That's where it starts. My son, give me thy heart. And the brother was talking in Hebrews about our rest. Well, it's no time to rest yet. No time to pull up the lounge chair at the pool and just relax and take it easy. The Lord has us something to do, and it's important to Him. May not be important to me, or I may think, well, this brother or this sister or what he's doing, well, you know, it's not that significant. But it is to the Lord. So let's just read a couple of verses that I enjoy and I keep in mind. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We'll read from 57, verse 57. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, with that in mind, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Well, you would think, well, there's a contradiction. How can you be steadfast, unmovable, and then always abounding in the work of the Lord? Well, it refers to the last verse in 57 that we just read. We have the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. But we need to be dependent on Him, don't we? We need to feel our weakness. And then He can work through us when we're guided by His Spirit. And so with that in mind, we ought to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the truth and what the Lord has given us, and be guided by the Spirit of God. And then we're abound in the work of the Lord. Also, in Colossians chapter 3, the same verse sort of applies. In Colossians 3 and in verse 23, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men. Knowing that the Lord, you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. So we keep in mind, it's the Lord that we serve. And there was a lad that we speak, that is spoken of in John's Gospel, that he was the only one that brought a lunch, didn't he? And they don't say how old he was. Did the Lord use what that lad had? Indeed He did. Served over 5,000 men and women. What, 10, 15,000? I don't know. So even if you're a young lad, or what about that young maiden, that young girl, who spoke to the wife of the man who was in charge of the army of the Syrians. He was a great man, they said. But what was he? He was a leper, wasn't he? And she just happened to mention that there was a man in Judea or Israel or Palestine that could heal him. Of course, Elijah couldn't heal him, but the Lord could. And so she happened to mention. So there's things that you and I can do that may seem not to be important or insignificant to others, but is this important to the Lord? It sure is. And we can be encouragement to others in what they're doing. I had the wonderful privilege, a job of taking out the trash at Morning Star. Now, that's not very glamorous, but it's needful. It was important. And I had a young, dear sister almost during the day several times thanking me for taking out the trash. Well, that's encouragement, isn't it? And was it in vain? Not at all. Did the Lord notice it? I'm sure He did. And I trust in my heart that I was doing it as unto the Lord. Time is running out, but each and every one of you, young people, get busy. It's not the time to rest. It's time to work for the Lord. And there's so many things that we can do for the Lord. We can write a letter to somebody that's held up or confined to their room. We can leave a track somewhere. Or if we go out to dinner, take out a thank you card or four things that God wants you to know. So many things that we can do. If you see somebody working in the kitchen, thank them for their work. You know, in Morning Star, we were all busy doing something. People were taking care of the horses. Other people were cooking, washing dishes. Did you thank him? Well, maybe you didn't think, well, okay, they were just doing the dishes. But maybe they were doing it as unto the Lord. You know, the Lord sees everything we do if it's for Him. We have to have a heart for the Lord. And we have to do it as unto the Lord and not unto men. Are we seeking recognition? Or are we seeking some kind of honor because we're an evangelist or we're a missionary or whatever and we hold them in high esteem? Well, what does the Word of God say? If you just turn to 1 Corinthians 12, and it says here, in verse 22, nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. Wow. I guess I've fallen in that line. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable. Well, we shouldn't think that in the first place, should we? But maybe some do. Upon those we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. And so, or maybe I should read the next one. For our comely parts have no need, but God has tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which is lacked. Does every one of us have something that we can do to honor the Lord? Indeed we do. So just keep that in mind, that whatever you seek to do for the Lord, do it heartily. And young people, let me just say this to you. It's not in vain. Nothing escapes the eye of the Lord. What I do, maybe, you know, maybe a lot of people didn't even see me taking out the trash, or they just pass by me and say, well, he's the old trash man. Okay, fine. But did the Lord catch that? I'm absolutely sure He did. So whatever you do, even if nobody notices, nobody ever says anything to you, just know in your heart, if you've done it for the Lord and you want to honor Him, whatever it is, you speak a word in season, out of season, whatever it is, you'll get your reward. Because it pleases the Lord, it honors Him. And that's what we should do. That's what we should be stay focused for. Stay busy. Occupy till I come. It's not the day of rest. It's a day of action. And how much we need to be before the Lord every morning. Well, Lord, what do you have for me to do? You know, when Paul was converted, I like this. When the first thing out of his mouth, Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you got for me? Well, he had no idea, had really no idea what was lied before him. But he was a faithful servant. The Lord gave him grace to go through all that he did. We don't have to go through all that, thank the Lord. But I'm just saying, I want to encourage you young people and kids. Well, I'm a kid, what can I do? Well, what did that kid do that shared his lunch do? I've never fed 5,000 or plus people, but he did. Now, I guess he remembered that the rest of his life. But we don't know what the result's going to be. We don't know how the Lord can use a word or write a card to somebody that's shut up and shut in. And there's a lot of people that we can write to. What about Helen Christensen, 104 years old? Maybe we should write to her and encourage her. We all need encouragement. And we all have something that the Lord can use us through. We just got to remember that it's for the Lord's honor and for the blessing of somebody else.